that was a challenge, just turning a switch and saying, okay, I'm not going to do this, and I'm just going to completely do this, you know,
and create your own thing.
Yes, and it's been scary, but it's been exciting.
Yeah.
And
my name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast, where we get to celebrate and support women in tech around the world. And right now I am in Phoenix, Arizona, and I get to connect with Marie. Hello.
Hi. Hi. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you so much for making time to share your story with everyone.
No problem.
So go ahead and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do. And introduce yourself to everybody.
Hello. My name is Marie Walker. And I'm originally from Puerto Rico, and I moved here to Arizona many, many, many years ago. My story is, when I first got out of high school, I knew I wanted to be in computer science, so that's what I started out with. But I soon got married, and I joined the military, and life happened, so I never finished that. So I recently found out about Galvanize here in Phoenix. That's how
we connected. Yes. Yeah.
And I just graduated from their web immersive course, and that was really awesome, and being able to do that with them.
Totally.
And before I started the web immersive, I actually worked for a company called Rivana, and they're a third party contracted by Google. And on behalf of Google, I used to help marketing agencies with their AdWords accounts. So after graduating, I started trying to find a job as a web developer, and I realized that what I really wanted to do was to be in business. And so I found a way to be able to merge the two, marketing and web development, because one of the things that I quickly found out when I was working with this other company is that there's a lot of marketing agencies that don't understand that their websites need to also cater to the marketing that they're doing.
Right.
And so I'm hoping to be able to bridge that gap between the two. So by providing the web development and the marketing.
And so you wanted to be this computer science major. You ended up going off to the military. Then you came back full circle and took your course at Galvanize in order to immerse yourself into the tech culture.
Yes.
And then how did you continue to parlay into your professional life?
So I just graduated in February. And as soon as I graduated, I had my baby.
Congratulations.
So thank you. So I've been kind of on maternity leave, but at the same time working on getting the business going and stuff like that. So right now, what I'm doing right now is I'm working with a company. It's a nonprofit company based out of San Antonio. And I am doing an app for them to help their service providers sign into when they come in and do their volunteer work.
Right.
He needs a way to track how they sign in and their hours and all of that.
So right.
Like when he wants to recognize them and stuff like that. And right now he's doing everything on paper.
Right.
So that's what I'm working on right now, on top of, trying to get the marketing side of things going too.
Why were you attracted to computer science early in your life? What led you to be curious about that world?
Well, without disclosing my age.
No, you do whatever you feel comfortable with.
No.
I mean, we all know you're 21. Come on, let's be real.
That would be nice. But no, back in 90, I think it was 95, that's when computers started. They actually came to the high school I was in. And one of my best friends was in a computer class. I wasn't. I was in 11th grade back then. And I wasn't. And I used to help her because she didn't know what she was doing. And I was so fascinated by it. And it was so cool. So the next year, I joined the class. And I created this little happy face that it will smile and stick its tongue out. And it will cross across the street, the screen. And everybody loved it, and they thought that I was like, oh, my God, you're such a genius. And, and ever since then, that's what I wanted to do. And, I went to college, and I started. I did my first year, and then I just didn't finish it. And I'm so sad, but, I'm back in it. So,
yeah. I mean, you're back. The point is we don't have to live life on a timeline. There's always time to go back. If it's the right fit for us, we can always go revisit something that we had wished we'd done. It's never over till it's over.
Yes.
And so where would you like to see yourself in a year?
In a year, I want to be able to hire more women from Galvanize that are graduating. And like right now, in my group, I think it was like 15 of us in my cohort. And a lot of them have already been hired. Some of them haven't. But we were such a tight group.
Yeah.
And I wish I had the means right now to hire the ones that haven't been hired.
Right.
Because we worked well together. And so that's one of my goals, is to be able to contribute and to give back to Galvanize what they've given to me.
What it's given to you. That's nice. I love it when it's about, what's the word? Reciprocity. Like when it's about give and take, it's not just a one way relationship. And, what are some of the tools that you love using? What are some of your favorite tech tools?
I have a love hate relationship with React and Redux right now. Cause, it's one of the hardest things that I had to do through the course. So I would say that one. I like the challenge. So I'm still trying to master it. And so, yeah.
What did you learn from being in the military that you could apply to advancing yourself in the tech world?
Discipline. Definitely discipline and being organized. That's to the big things. Just keep going at it. Keep going at it. Yeah.
And how about when you get tired? What happens? you have a baby now. How do you balance your time in being this new coding extraordinaire and a new mom? Is this your first child?
No. Oh. I actually have an 18-year-old son.
Oh, whoa.
And a 16-year-old daughter.
Wow.
She's the one that's outside with the baby right now.
Oh, wow.
So I have a very supportive
So you wanted
family.
To do your life over.
Yes.
You're like, let me try this again.
Yeah, it's really awesome. It's definitely a very, very different experience from back then when I had them. But I definitely have to say that I have a very, very supportive family. Like my husband, he's my rock. He's there for me, and anything I want to do, he'll go ahead. And the kids, they always rooting for me, and my dad. Today I actually went out today, and I had a list of about, I think it was like 10. Different businesses that I wanted to go and introduce myself to. And my dad actually rode with me so he could stay in the car with the baby while I went in the businesses.
That's
and say
so
hi
cool.
and stuff like that. So yeah, I have the support that definitely helps a lot.
I mean, even being here now, your daughter's here with your baby outside and you're making time to celebrate yourself on the Women in Tech podcast.
Yes.
I mean, and it's not easy. On top of that, unfortunately you had to park a few blocks away. So I mean,
she was actually telling me, oh, you need the workout. So
so it's just, I love the drive and the hustle and the really clear vision of where you want to go and just inventing your life to be able to get there. So not saying, oh, I'm a mom now, so I can't. But saying, I'm a mom now, how can I? What do I need to change? How can I make this happen? It seems like you're a person that focuses on the how.
Yes. Yes.
And What is one major challenge that you've successfully overcome, and what did you learn from it?
I think it was getting over the fear of actually saying, yes, I'm going to go ahead and take the plunge and do it.
Right.
Like when I had the baby in February, I actually had an interview the very next week. And I
was you went on the interview.
I actually was going to do the interview. But I had a C-section, and I was in pain medication.
Yeah.
So I felt good. I was like, I'm going to do this. And it was actually 2 days after I got out of the hospital, yes.
And that's crazy.
And I was already, my husband was coming with me.
Yeah.
He was going to stay in the car with the baby.
Yeah.
And as we got in the car, I received a call from them, and they said, hey, can we cancel it till next week because I'm sick and I'm not going to be able to do it. I was like, oh, it's no problem. It's okay. They didn't even know I was pregnant or anything.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean,
it's a good thing they can't. I love how you didn't cancel, but they canceled.
Yeah. And my husband was like, are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah.
Like, I can't.
You're like, I got my hustle on.
Yeah, so and then I also interviewed with somebody else, and it was just that feeling like this doesn't feel right.
Right.
Like, and I want to be able to do more.
Yeah.
And just that was a challenge, just turning a switch.
Yeah.
And saying, okay, I'm not gonna do this, which Maria at Galvanize has trained me for this whole 6 months to try to find a job, a good job. And I'm just gonna completely do this, you know, and
create your own thing.
Yes, and it's been scary, but it's been exciting.
Yeah,
and, you know, I don't know. You gotta
follow what feels right.
Yes,
even if it's scary and you don't know how it's gonna work out.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. And how can people connect with you?
DragonZoneProjects.com/womenintech
is how they could find you.
Yes. And, like, one of the things that I'm doing right now to help...
Or do you have an email, or are you on social or anything?
Email marie@dragonzoneprojects.com.
Cool.
They can connect with me. Like
M-A-R-I-E.
That.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, like, one of the things that I'm doing also in the marketing side is creating social content on Facebook. For chiropractors, dentists, and real estate agencies.
Yeah.
So if they go in there, they also get some discounts on that, you know, for that too.
So dragonzoneprojects.com/womenintech. Sweet. Thank you, Marie. I appreciate that.
No problem.
And what can we do to support and celebrate you aside from going to the link and all the good things?
Well, I'm not sure.
Just send you positive messages.
Yes, I mean, what we're focusing on is trying to create web apps that are engaging, you know, not just fully functional, but engaging with the social media, with the marketing that.
And why are you the person to do this? Being that you just went through Galvanize, like, what makes your ability to do this different than all the other people out there? Why should people hire you and Dragon Zone Projects?
Because of that. Because, like, what Galvanize taught us was to code, to create websites. We can do really beautiful websites. We can do really functional websites. We know what we're doing as far as coding.
Yeah.
And what I'm bringing to the mix is, how can you code those websites to where it complements the marketing that you're doing?
Amen.
So.
Yeah. I hear you. I have like 15 websites, and I still need to redesign them all so they're just on one website. Thank you so much, Marie, for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. And seriously, your level of commitment is extraordinary, and
Thank you. Really
appreciate it.
Okay.
And Marie, as a special for our wonderful Women in Tech and our families, has created a special promotion. If you go to dragonzoneprojects.com/womenintech, you will receive...
super, super dynamic specials, everything from launching your brand in order to having your websites, Facebook, marketing, the whole like caboodle, kit and caboodle, as they say. And the most important thing is you get someone amazing like Marie behind it all. So remember to go to dragonzoneprojects.com/womenintech to find out what all the promotions are. Essentially, she will be an extension of your family building your online presence. If you guys want to connect with more incredible women in tech around the world, remember to go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Takes you straight to the Facebook group. And say hello on socials. If you want the Women in Tech sticker, at Women in Tech Show, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I will talk to you guys, see you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Women in Tech is an independently funded project funded by you, the community. So the way that you could support us is by going to patreon.com/womenintech and making a small contribution. Every little bit counts. That's Patreon, patreon.com/womenintech. Thank you so much for believing in our vision.